Good Saturday morning here. Thanks for tuning in to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms, Inc., Healthy Communities of Clinton County. Jamie Blacker, Don Stock. Jamie not in the house today as he's been called into work. Be safe, brother, over in Lafayette, as we'll try to carry the show along without you. But, man, he's put together a banger, Isaac, as it'll be Coach Helmick from the Lady Bulldogs. He's standing on deck. Jacoby from Rossville, Miles from Carroll, Coach Morris from the Clinton Prairie Gophers, and then we're going to pick up Matt Crawford of the Frankfort Hot Dogs. Yep, I'm pretty excited. The Hot Dogs banged two last night in a very dominant way, and I'm pretty excited. So it'll be a good basketball game show here today, and let's get into the scores. In the Sagamore Conference, last night on the boys' side, Danville beats Tri-West 60-48. The Hot Dogs, as I said, knock off Crawfordsville 61-49. They are on a four-game winning streak, head to West Lafayette tonight, and they've won eight out of their last nine. Lebanon knocked off Southmont 58-44 and North Montgomery 51, Western Boone 38. In the Hoosier Heartland Conference on the boys' side, it's the Carroll Cougars beating up on North White 71-44, Gophers 73, Clinton Central 43. Clinton Prairie staying on top of the Hoosier Heartland Conference with Taylor. They're 4-0. Rossville beats Eastern, and that's a big ball game because that picked up win number 200 for Coach Dunn of the Rossville Hornets, 59-53. Taylor beats Sheridan last night, 46-45 in a thriller, and Tri-Central beats Delphi, 66-54. In the Hoosier Conference, Benton Central over Seager, 51-42, Guerin Catholic, 55, Central Catholic, 31, Northwestern 59, Twin Lakes 52, Rensselaer 63, North Newton 49, Tipton 54, and Hamilton Heights 50. All right, let's get to the girls' basketball program, and let's get Don Helmick on the line. Coach, we got you on the line, right, brother?
Yes, sir.
Man, I'll tell you what, you got to be stomping at the bits getting ready here for the ladies' basketball tournament.
Well, I haven't had much sleep. I wish today was Friday, no matter who we played. You know, this break's been good because we had some bumps and bruises and some coughs and pretty much what everybody else is going through in the state at this point in the year. So that's positive. The negative is, you know, it's going to be 10, 11 days before we play.
Yeah. But you know what? You've gone through a pretty physical season this year, and you've kind of accomplished what you wanted to know. You wanted to know where your girls were. You played a good schedule. All that lines up for what could be a really nice run for you in the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've played some pretty good teams. We ended our season with the Sheridan game. That was, you know, we got down 14-7, and it showed some grit that we had to get back in it. I mean, we were down that at the end of one quarter. We made some adjustments and got back in it. You know, we played the Blackford team and Rossville. You know, they're much, much better than their record, and we played them. So we've played a lot of different styles, a lot of different levels of basketball this year. So, you know, we feel we're ready. But, you know, as well as I do, you get to this point in the season, anything can happen. I've had some bad teams win games they shouldn't and good teams lose games they shouldn't. So we're trying to just stay focused, and you know, our top priority right now is to take these 3 or 4 days and before we find out who we play, and just work on things we need to work on for ourselves, and then you know, Wednesday we'll know who we play, and we'll prepare for them for the next 2 days.
So how do you work on that? I mean, do you just basically go through fundamentals and drills right now because you're not for sure who you play, or do you just get ready for both teams knowing that you're going to get one of them?
Well, they both have a lot of the same characteristics, so to speak. You know, they both have some pretty good shooters. You know, they for the most part run a half court defense. So we're trying to find the things that they do that are the same and work on those things. But you know, for the most part, we're working on things that may not ordinarily come up in the season. You know, how to maybe how to foul when you got fouls to give so you don't get the intentional call. Focusing some more on post offense with Sarah, giving her some more touches at practice, just stuff that we haven't been able to focus on during the season when you don't, you know, have as much practice time to work on yourself.
Well, one of the teams, Fountain Central, you played, I think it was game three, you beat them up pretty good. But in that ball game, Carly Davison, if I remember correctly, got into a little bit of foul trouble because she's overly aggressive. That's gone away. Does that help you prepare for if it's Fountain Central on Friday night?
Yeah, I think so. Early in the year, Carly had an issue with fouls. It didn't matter who we were playing. And she started to learn a little bit better how the game's being called. And I mean, if you look at the records and the way we beat teams, I mean, we shouldn't go into a game not being confident. But, you know, we can't go into the game being overconfident either, because, you know, each of these teams have a player or a scheme that, you know, could give us fits, or you know, we get in foul trouble or something of that nature, and then we've got to, you know, make adjustments on the run, and that's one of the things we've been doing. I think Josh Davison struggled getting out of bed today because we used our coaches yesterday as a little 20-minute scrimmage, and I mean, you could tell he was good back in the day, but I know he was moving awful slow last night at the Clinton Prairie game. But you know, we're doing situations like, okay, Carly's got four fouls. All right, we got 5 minutes left in the game. Oh, Carly just fouled out. What are you going to do? 1-point ball game, you know. So we're trying to do some situations like that to prepare for things that we've seen a little bit, but not a lot this year. And you know, unfortunately, you know, our coaches can only do so much. So you know, we'll keep doing that here for a few days, and then like I said, then you know, Wednesday we fortunately have scouting reports on everybody in the sectional except for North Vermillion, and we can get some film on them. So, but you know, right now we're just wanting to beat a team that is abbreviated with the FC on Friday night, and we'll focus on that and hope to be playing Saturday.
Could have called Don and Carl. We would have came out there. I would have pushed and pulled and do what I normally do really well.
Make yeah, I saw you with the fifth graders, so I don't know about that.
Well, Coach, the interesting thing about this your sectional is you could end up playing another county school, Rossville, for the championship game, and they played you pretty well at your place just about, what, 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm not sure it was that long ago, but it seems like it was just yesterday. But, yeah, I mean, it was one of those games that, you know, they led by 2 or 3 early. Jacoby does a great job. Just her overall experience in playing the level that she played, and just the experience she's had in coaching, you know, if it ends up being us and them, there's going to be adjustments made on both sides, and it'll be a good game. I mean, they've got the Burkle girl that, you know, was giving us fits that night. Fortunately for us that night, we had the Robbins girl step up and have 22. She had 6 threes because some of our other girls were a little bit below the weather, but that's not an excuse. Rossville came out and did what they wanted with us. We were just fortunate to get out of there with a win.
Well, you look at your whole season, 21-1. You could have easily been the Hoosier Heartland Conference champ. You let that one kind of slip away from the Cougars. But success has been massive at Clinton Central, and you go and win a very difficult holiday tournament that you know, a long drive, spend the night, have some fun, and it turned out good times for you. And I think that probably that weekend really boosted the confident level of your basketball team.
Yeah, and it also, I mean, you know, that was a tough time for the school, still dealing with some of the from that, and you know, it was just a chance for the girls to, you know, to refocus in their eyes, do something for the school, and I think we still got a little bit of that, you know, where, hey, you know, the school's still struggling a little bit in some situations, and they just, you know, they want to bring something good to the community and help the healing process. But you know, we played that tournament 2 days after all the things happened, and you know, it was a real challenge, but you're right. It was a chance for them to exhale, a chance for them to see, hey, maybe we can be pretty good. You know, I think we used that to the best of our abilities for that weekend. And you know, we ended up beating a really good Blackford team in the finals.
Yeah, that's so true. I got to tell you though, coming down the home stretch, you played a good Faith Christian team. They're in that same lineup as you are, and you had a kind of a tough first half. You come back and got everybody's focus after the halftime. Also, the same as you said at Sheridan, you come out, got down and quickly, but your team come back in a very strong way. Those are all big things that help you in the tournament.
Yeah, and I found out if we get down at halftime or we're struggling, the best thing for me to do is just not talk to them. Sometimes I make it worse. No, you know, we went in and refocused and you know, we found some things out in those situations. We had to make some adjustments, which has not always been a strength of ours, even at the beginning of the year. So, you know, it was good from that standpoint. And, you know, and the other standpoint is the Faith game. You know, I feel like we had Clinton Central in general the last year or so has had that with the, you know, the sophomore groups have been playing Maya and that group for 6 years. And it's either been a one-point game either way or Clinton Central got beat. So I felt like that has been a stumbling block, a mental block when Clinton Central plays Faith. And, you know, it was not that will ever happen again, that we beat them that bad. But at least we know that, hey, look what we're capable of. And maybe that helped them get over that mental block that, hey, Faith Christian is a team that always gives us too much trouble and we fall on the short end.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, today, Saturday, all the coaches get to go and practice at their gymnasium. Is that right? And you'll be heading to Attica today?
We will not. We only get to practice there if we are a team that did not play there, and we played there early in the year, so we're practicing here at Clinton Central, which, looking out at the fog, it might be a good thing.
Yeah, that is so true. I was just going to talk about how the day goes if you're heading over there. I'm sure that it's a stop and eat somewhere and kind of enjoy the day and as you get ready to play. All right, will you be heading over there like on Tuesday to do any scouting, or you'll stay at home?
The girls want to go over. We're going to get some mini buses. We've got some parents that have already gotten some Jimmy John's ordered, so they'll have that here about 4:45, and then we'll head over on a mini bus, and we'll watch that first game for sure, and then come back Tuesday night, and then the parents have some. You know, if we go farther in this tournament than the sectional, I mean, that's a great thing, but only one more reason why is for my belly. It seems like the farther we go, the more dinners we have. You know, the more days we get out of school, the more food we get. So, you know, there's another added bonus to the whole thing because the parents have a meal planned for Wednesday night. And then, you know, there'll be food before we leave on Friday. And then hopefully we're playing Saturday and there'll be more food. So, you know, nothing else. We're going to eat well.
Starting to sound like Don and Carl when we go looking for basketball games. Where do we get to eat at? So. Coach brings up a great point before we get out of here with you today, and that is, does it cause any kind of a challenge with maybe some of the outside activities going on this year or this week, focusing your girls in for the tournament?
No, I mean, for the most part, we've done a lot of these similar things all year. We've had some team dinners throughout the year. Parents always have food for us. I mean, that's been a great thing. So, you know, we're trying to keep it as normal as possible. And of course we're trying to make sure the kids understand that, you know, we lay an egg and we're done. So you need to make smart decisions over the course of whatever's left in this basketball season. You know, they've accomplished a lot, but come sectional time, no one really cares what you did in the season. And, you know, I've told the girls that, hey, when this is all over, no matter when we get beat, you can look back and appreciate all you've accomplished. But right now, we need to forget about that. We need to focus on the sectionals. So we're just trying to go day by day and keep things as normal as possible.
Well, Coach, good luck. Don and Carl, we're heading over there with you. We're looking forward to Friday. Hopefully, we're going to get two ball games in, you playing whoever, and the Hornets playing Attica. So we're hoping for all that action and then a great ball game on Saturday. So the best of luck to you.
Well, we appreciate it, and thanks for all you do this year. And I want to, if anybody out there on our schools listening from the wrestling program, I want to wish them good luck today in the sectional.
All right. Good luck. Good job. Coach, nice talking with you. And thanks for tuning in.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We are speaking with Coach Don Helmick of the Lady Bulldogs. Up next, the one and only Jennifer Jacoby of the Rossville Hornets. Come on back. You're listening to Inside the Huddle. Our sponsors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms Express, and Healthy Communities of Clinton County.
If you need help with getting health coverage, quitting smoking or vaping, resources for a healthy pregnancy, testing for pregnancy or sexually transmitted infections, or getting treatment for mental health or addiction, just call Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. That's Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. Healthy Communities of Clinton County, where they help make the healthy choice the easy choice.
Winners never quit, and that's the same approach Barrett Farms Express takes when it comes to helping their customers. Whether you need drainage and tile services, erosion products, or landscape mulch, Barrett Farms Express goes the distance. Trucking needs? Barrett Farms Express offers commercial grain and feed hauling too, and is looking for additional drivers for their expanding business. For more information, visit BarrettFarmsExpress.com. Barrett Farms Express, proud sponsor of Inside the Huddle.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
Welcome back. Inside the Huddle, Don Stock. Jamie called in to work, not in today. But our sponsors for Inside the Huddle, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms, Inc., Healthy Communities of Clinton County. And on the line, we're speaking with the head coach of the Lady Hornets, Coach Jacoby. Coach, thanks for calling in today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So will you be heading to Attica to practice today?
No, we played them, or we scrimmaged them. So the first game of the year, we started there. So nothing like finishing there.
You know, that to me seems kind of odd, though, that even though you played there one time, you can't go and practice. I mean, especially in the fact that, like, both you and Central playing them so early in the season, and they go, well, you've already been there, you can't go there anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you know, at this point, I'm fine. We have a game today anyways. We have a rescheduled game with Frontier. So at least we're playing. You know, hope to knock off some rust, because we haven't played since we played Central. So I think our kids are eager just to get out and play today.
Well, you finish up the season right now. Well, you still got one more ball game. You're 11-10. You're 4-4 in the Hoosier Heartland Conference, and you got to be pretty pleased with the year so far for your Lady Hornets.
Yes, they've definitely. I mean, obviously, coming into it, they didn't know me, you know, and I didn't know them. I mean, we have a whole new staff. We ran a lot of different things this year. And, I'm very happy. You know, at this point in the season, you know, obviously you're starting to focus on the sectional. And, you know, last year they had a lot of success. You know, I think they won, what, maybe 16 or something straight, or I don't know, at one point in the season. And then they went in and won a sectional for the first time in, like, what, 23 years or whatever. So, you know, I guess that's why you throw it up. You never know. Our sectional is obviously one of the toughest ones in my mind in the state. You have great teams in it, and you have to play every game. If you don't come to play, you know, that could be the end of your year. So that's what we're focusing on right now.
Playing game number 2 on Tuesday against North Vermilion. What do you know about them?
I know. I think they're kind of young like we are. You know, and they have some great shooters. They have a decent post player. You know, they play hard, and that's what I've tried to get my kids to learn to do all year. You know, their coach has done a great job with them. You know, they get up and down the floor, they shoot the three, they press. So if we're not ready, you know, we could be one and done. So that's what we're focusing on right now, just making sure everybody's prepared. I think last year gives our kids a little more confidence. You know, being that they have been there and they have won it. I have three kids, you know, that more than three, but three kids that played a vital role last year in that game, you know, in that game. So going in, I think it's good we've had a little experience, and we've seen most of, you know, we've played, what, three out of the four that are in it. We haven't played North Vermilion. We haven't, you know, we played Attica in a scrimmage. That doesn't mean much, but so we'll see. You know, I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. I know the kids are excited. You know, this year has drawn out. Goes from the last three weeks. The weather's been kind of caused a debacle on a lot of things.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're just ready to get back out on the floor.
Well, Coach, I'm just going to bring up a topic here that I don't know. I think it's an interesting topic, and that is when you played, the intensity level a lot different than what it is kind of like right now. So you're going to bring in as a coach. You're gonna fall back right into the process of how you came through. How do you like throttle that down a little bit to make sure that it isn't over the top for the girls that you're coaching?
I think I've learned a lot this year. I mean, obviously, I'm very intense. I get excited. I get frustrated. I get mad. You know, I go through all those emotions. I mean, I know a lot of people don't like Kim Mulkey. I feel like. I am so passionate about the game of basketball. I love it. And I know that's not for everybody. I know a lot of people play just to stay in shape or, you know, it's something to do or they want to hang out with their friends. And I think I've had to come and dial back a little bit. I've learned that all year. But I think our kids, they get it. You know, we went to the Purdue IU game. I took them last week to the college game. And I think seeing kids of, you know, seeing it at the next level and understanding, you know, next year we're going to go to some practices just to watch how intense practices are. I'm trying to make it so our practices, you practice harder than you play. Games should be easy because you're making each other better in practice. And so that's what I want to get to eventually. You know, I know it's not for everybody. But I think if you play hard and you come to play every game, you give yourself a chance regardless. And if I tell the girls every game, you know what, if you give me 100%, I don't care what the score says. In my book, you won. But getting them then to understand that you're in every game if you play hard. And that's what we're working on.
So you're coming in, your starting lineup has three sophomores, a senior and a junior. A very young crew, so that means a lot of your teams coming back future years. But talk a little bit about the role that Courtney Huffman now puts herself in as a senior starter.
Oh, she's just a solid kid, great family. You know, I mean, she's just one of those kids that I can say anything to, and she's going to do it. You know, I can't say enough about really all the seniors we have on our team. You know, a lot of them don't play a whole lot of minutes. And they've been great in practice. They've been positive. Courtney obviously plays a little different role because she plays 32 minutes a game, you know, if she's not in foul trouble. She's the leader of the team. You know, she does a really good job. You know, I think in even like the last probably three or four games, she's, you know, everybody says she's not real big, she's not real tall. She's deceptively, to me, quick. I mean, even against Central, our last game, she had 5 steals. She reads things well. She's starting to shoot more. You know, that wasn't her role the last 3 years. She was more, you know, she got people set up. And I want everybody on my team to be a scorer. You know, I don't want them to be able to focus on Burkle, to be able to focus on Gorbett, to be able to focus. You know, I want everybody to be a threat. So that's, you know, and she's started to step, you know, lit up a little bit. She has one of the best shots on our team. You know, and if she's open, I want her shooting the ball. So she's done a great job. She's obviously, we're still learning, you know. I mean, but I think in the last 3 or 4 games, I think she's finally realized that she has to be a scorer and she has to take over in certain situations, and she's just done a phenomenal job.
How about Chloe Darnell? It seems like coming down the home stretch, that 5'5 junior has really done very, very well, especially down low.
Yeah. You know, Chloe's just, she didn't play varsity hardly at all last year. You know, I mean, a lot of my kids. And so coming in, she's learning. You know, she's a lefty. Lefties are hard to guard. And when lefties understand that, you know, sometimes you're so used to going left. I mean, I'm working with Burkle. You know, go right. You have to. I mean, we can't be so scoutable that everybody forces us one way and then we're in trouble. So I really was to her I've been working on. You know, just if you're open, I want her to shoot the ball and just getting better passing angles, you know, to get it into our post players. And she's come a long way, you know, and she's funny. I mean, she's one of those kids that's definitely the team comedian because you never know what you're going to get. But she's a great kid.
In sectional week at school, it's always a fun week. At least it used to be when we were in school. You'd have pep sessions and the hallways were all decorated. I don't know if that still goes on in school nowadays, but anything special going on for your girls this week?
No, obviously we're going to have a team. We play early, which I like. You know, being that we haven't played, we play today and it's just a varsity game, but we haven't played in over about a week and a half. So getting to play early, you know, some people say the bye's great. Yeah, obviously you'd love the bye, but, you know, I'd like getting in there, getting your feet wet, getting in the, you know, being able to play and see everything. You know, we're going to go early because I want them to watch the first game. I think that's important. So, but Monday we're going to have a team dinner, you know, and I mean, every, you know, obviously the parents have something planned every week and they take care of our kids. That's the one thing that all year. I mean, these junior and senior parents, all the parents really in general, you know, they always go above and beyond. You know, after games, we always have a meal on the bus. And I mean, it's amazing because back in the day, it not necessarily happened. We'd go on the bus and we'd be starving and we'd go straight home. So it's definitely come, it's gotten a lot better over the years, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I can tell you that. I don't ever remember getting on the bus after a ball game and having sandwiches or any of that stuff. It was like, get on the bus and let's go.
It's like grits to the buffet now. So, it's awesome.
Well, Carl and I, we were talking about this ball game or your ball game on Tuesday on the way to Crawfordsville last night, and Carl makes a comment. He says, you know, he said, I'll just bet you that Jennifer Jacoby is one of the happiest girls with this draw because if it rolls out, she'll play every night in the tournament and that'll be exactly what she wants to do.
Absolutely. I mean, I think the more experience you can get, especially with a young team, the better off you are. You know, I think, it's a great, I mean, there, you know, I obviously, yeah, you don't want to be on the same side as some of the teams that are, you know, lost one game and at Central and, you know, the Faith, we were lucky enough to beat them earlier on in the year. And, you know, Attica, we played them the first game of the year. You know, Fountain Central we beat, but that was their third game in a week on a Saturday, you know, on a Saturday, early Saturday earlier on in the year. You know, and then we don't know really anything because we haven't played North Vermillion. So our sectional is ridiculous. I mean, you have, I think, every team has the opportunity to beat anybody on any given day. So that's what makes it, I think, exciting. And I think us, you know what? They won it last year. They did what they needed to do. Kids came to play every game. So I'm hoping that, obviously, we can redo that again this year. But obviously every game's a challenge, and I think Central coach said it best in the last segment. You know, you lay an egg, you're done. So you have to be ready every game.
Well, Coach, good luck today against Frontier, I think you said. Fountain. Was it Frontier?
Yeah.
Yeah, Frontier.
Frontier.
Get yourself set up for Tuesday. Hopefully we're going to see you on game two on Friday as Don and Carl will be heading over to cover your sectional. And the best of luck. Enjoy the bus ride over.
Well, I appreciate it, and thank you guys for all you do for girls' sports.
Yep, thank you. We appreciate that, too.
Thank you.
All right, Jennifer Jacoby. Yep, Jennifer Jacoby of the Lady Hornets. Coming up next, Coach Brady Wiles, the Lady Cougars on fire. Come on back, quarter three. Around the quarter, our sponsors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms, Inc., and Healthy Communities of Clinton County.
Are you looking for ways to prosper in 2024? Then choose Winsky Brothers. Why make mere pennies when you can make dollars? Winsky Brothers is your one-stop solution for all your scrap metal processing, new and used steel sales, and roll-off waste removal needs. Winsky Brothers is number one in customer service and serves Boone, Carroll, Clinton, Tipton counties, and beyond. Visit Winsky Brothers on West Washington Street in Frankfort or online at winskybrothers.com. Winsky Brothers, making more happen for you.
If you need help with getting health coverage, quitting smoking or vaping, resources for a healthy pregnancy, testing for pregnancy or sexually transmitted infections, or getting treatment for mental health or addiction, just call Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. That's Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. Healthy Communities of Clinton County, where they help make the healthy choice the easy choice.
.com.